Carter update being brought to you by Reynolds Roofing Exteriors and Coating. They have offices in Marion and Cape Girardeau. Go with Reynolds. And good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning. Morgan Wallen might be building a second restaurant before his first one ever opens up. The Las Vegas Review-Journal, that's the main newspaper in Las Vegas, says that he's opening up his bar and Tennessee kitchen at 63 Las Vegas Building, 10,000 square feet, 3716 Las Vegas Boulevard South. Uh-huh. So there you go. A number of people have tried. I mean, Old Red just opened. Mickey Gillies had a restaurant there, a bar, whatever you want to call them, you know, hamburger place and beer. I think it was in front of the Treasure Island Hotel. Toby Keith had one, may still be there. That was, you know, I love this bar and grill. That was out further south. You know, so people come and try, you know. If you're famous, and he is, that name might sell some stuff. So I guess to be seen. Oklahoma Sooners. That was one of Toby Keith. That was Toby Keith's team. And he used to go to all the games when he could. And he was a big supporter. Barry Switzer, former coach, was one of his good friends, golfing buddies. Well, he passed away in February, and Oklahoma wanted to remember him, the school. So they put his name out on the field and, you know, painted it like they do with the Oklahoma Sooner symbol and all that stuff. So that was nice for their spring game. Miranda Lambert and Thomas Rhett are going to be among the people playing ballpark concerts. Now, what these are, they're going to minor league stadiums and playing, and this has happened a number of times before. She is going to play Trustmark Park in Pearl, Mississippi. I got to look that up. Home of the Mississippi Braves. Mm-hmm. And then she's also going to play AutoZone Park in Memphis, home of the Memphis Redbirds. I think that's downtown near the arena.
Yeah.
And that's in September. And Thomas Rhett's going to play one in Fresno, California. There'll be more. This is because they're always promoting, you know, minor league baseball. They're good at doing special things and trying to get you to come out. New Johnny Cash album is coming out soon with never-before-heard songs. In 1993, he was between record contracts, but he still went in the studio and recorded 11 unreleased songs, and they never were finished. He went on and did something else. So his son has taken those songs, finished them up because they were just kind of demos, and put Marty Stewart and Vince Gill and a bunch of other people on there, and we'll hear it. One of them's called Well, All Right. Johnny sings about finding love in a laundromat. They still have laundromats, I guess. I haven't seen one lately.
They do.
But that's where Dolly met her husband.
Oh, that's right.
She was washing clothes, that's right, when she first moved to town. Jennifer Aniston has gained the rights, and she's going to now remake 9 to 5. So I don't know what part she would play or how they're going to do it, but you know they'll have Dolly sing the song.
Oh, you
maybe
know
not.
It.
I don't know. We'll wait and see.
That is a classic. That is for sure.
Jennifer Aniston, I think she could do it. She'd play what, the Jane Fonda part?
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe, or Lily Tomlin.
Yeah, she could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Dolly part. I don't know if Jennifer would play the Dolly part or not. Maybe,
I don't know.
I don't know. It'd be interesting to see. I can't wait to see how that turns out.
Yeah, I can't either. I love that
All right.
movie.
We'll see you later.
All right, have a great one, Jimmy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's your Jimmy Carter update this morning. It is brought to you by Reynolds Roofing, Exteriors and Coating, with offices in Cape and Marion. Go with Reynolds.